how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.9. This
is the Fox. Bev, last night, Bachelor kicked off with Lockie. I just forgot his name for a second. I was going to say Luke. Lockie from Survivor has hit the Bachelor Mansion where there are 30 women, well, were 30 women that wanted to hook up with him. Now, I'm not always... I can swing in and out of Bachelor series. I'm not always into them, but I've got to be honest, this one, I'm in for two reasons. One, finally, I think he's a really rock solid, good looking bachelor. Like it's not even about the looks. I shouldn't have said that. It's just, he is wow. He's a wow guy. You know, you look at Lockie and you go, wow.
It's about his looks.
Whereas we've had, remember, and I have to say this about poor Richie, but the Richie one, I just could not have cared less about. Like, Richie,
because he's not good looking.
He didn't have charisma. He just didn't. No. Lockie, I can. Every woman there last night was swooning. Like,
Lockie's
got
mojo. Richie had no mojo.
Big shout out, Richie, if you are listening.
It's all about when you walk into a room, you got presence, and because he's tall and buff, but he has a presence.
Richie was a bachelorette contestant that ended up as a bachelor, and he was more nervous than a lot of the girls. It was very weird. But anyway,
confidence.
Lockie, last night, so that was one reason. I reckon Lockie's going to be a good catch. But secondly, there was a lot of cray-cray in the Bachelor Mansion as far as the girls were concerned. And that's what you want to see. You want to see the sparks fly because we're in it for the drama, and that's the truth. We want to be entertained. We want to be taken out of ourselves as we sit in our lounge room for about the 100th night in a row that we haven't been able to leave the house. You want to see the sparks fly, and they were flying. And one woman who definitely made an entrance was Rosemary. Now, Rosemary came out, walked out of the car, and appeared in a penguin outfit. She loves penguins.
Are you a big penguin fan?
I love penguins. Oh, my God, they're my favourite animal. I have penguin pens. I have, like, penguin stuffed toys. I have penguin pyjamas, penguin tops. I have literally a cup that's in the shape of the penguin from Madagascar, and it has a little straw from it, and, like, whenever I drink, like, go out and have, like, alcohol or whatever, I'm like, I need to have that. It's my party cup.
That is I love Rosemary. And you know, did you watch Fev when she took the penguin suit off and she had a black sequin dress underneath? Like, she looked amazing.
She did look amazing, but I'd be a bit worried about the penguin situation.
Lockie won't pick her.
100%.
I watched Rosemary and I thought she's a great chick, and there is a lid for every pot, and she will find that lid for her pot and he'll go perfectly with her. And see, the whole animal thing, a lot of people have I know that, like, I've never loved an animal, but, like, my mum is an owl lady. My mum loves owls. So, like, she has owl ornaments.
Yeah.
I know Leon's mum, Janae, loves a pelican. Oh. Isn't that right, Leon? She's got all kinds of pelicans.
Loves them.
I think our good friend Ange, my old man, his wife Raylene, I think she's a elephant. I think they have elephants everywhere.
Elephants? Wow. Yeah,
I think it's elephants. I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. I knew somebody that loved frogs and had little frogs everywhere through the house. Who could forget Chris Lilly's character in We Can Be Heroes, Pat Malone? Was it Pat Malone? I think it was. Mullins, that's right.
Yeah.
She loved dolphins.
If you look over to my dolphin unit over there, you'll see that Terry now buys me one dolphin a month. This is this month's dolphin, the latest edition. It's the bird feeder.
No, it's like an incense ring. You burn incense.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
burn. It was
smelly sort of stuff.
It was for the garden.
Okay. Wow.
Animal obsessions, 131060. We would love to hear from you. What is the animal that you're obsessed with?
Fascinating.
How far have you taken your obsession?
Wow, so like Leon's mum would have like a pelican trinket.
She's got a few like little porcelain sort of statue thing. She had a food tray in the shape of a pelican.
Fascinating.
People love this stuff.
Yeah. I know, Fevin, you were great. And Dobbin, your relatives or your family members who love animals, because the thing I love about people who love animals and have this obsession, they're easy to buy gifts for. Like, whenever we're on holiday and we go, what are we going to buy Pearl?
Bang.
Trixie, we just find the owl.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there you go. Pearl loves owls.
Good stuff. It's a bit scary, but there are already calls coming through, so that's a bit frightening.
Hey, Boxy, did you watch last night and wonder who's going to end up on Paradise Island?
That's what I was thinking the whole way through. Which ones, who are we going to be watching in Bachelor in Paradise next year?
Mate, I was thinking the same thing, and I know where they're going to do. They're going to do it in Melbourne. They're going to shoot because they can't travel. Like, because you can't go overseas. So they're going to do it in one of the hotel quarantines, and the security guards are going to be the invaders.
Hey!
1019, The Fox.
We're talking about animal obsessions. Last night, Rosemary on The Bachelor, she turned up in a penguin suit, and she loves penguins. And I love these people. Like, I almost wish I had one of those obsessions. I just think it makes you an interesting character.
What would you collect?
Oh, dear.
You like key rings, don't you? Don't you get key rings? No. I like key rings. You still owe me a key ring.
the closest thing I am to collecting.
Animal obsession.
Is snow globes, but I'm doing it more for Trixie.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Snow globes.
Anytime we go on a holiday, I get her a little snow globe, but maybe that is actually my own obsession.
I think it might be.
Chantelle in Rosebud. Hi, Chantelle.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Chantelle. Now, what are you obsessed with?
Elephants.
Oh, like Ange Favola's wife, Raylene.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Chantelle. Oh, no, hers is cows.
Cows, yeah. That's there's cows. There are a lot of cow people out there.
It's cows. It's cows. It's
how
a cow
did you get
thing.
Into elephants, Chantelle?
Look, I really don't know. I think it happened when I was a teenager, but it's just grown and grown, and now any time anyone ever sees an elephant, they think of me.
Oh, okay.
How many elephants have you got at home?
Kids did count about probably 5 years ago, and I think I had about 400 and something little statues.
Wow.
I've got tattoos of elephants, and yeah.
400 or 500. I used to collect stuff too, Boxy. Notches on the belt.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, dear. Wouldn't have
heard that. Late 90s and...
Separate topic.
Oh, no.
Well, this is The Fox.
Easy 500.
You know, that mic's on. Anyway.
Talk about goals.
Fifi Bevan Byron.
Goals.
Fifi Bevan Byron. You're listening to highlights of Fifi Bevan Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Driving you home the Savo from 3, Carrie and Tommy. He's a good mate of the show and he's on the line, guys. Tommy Little's here.
Tommy, morning, we missed you. How are you?
Tommy!
Guys, I'm living the dream. Although, I made a little mistake. And tell me if you think this is something I need to fix. So, I was sitting in a cafe with my girlfriend and I went to show her something on my phone.
What's that like, just to go out to a cafe? Oh, is it good?
I'm so sorry. Guys, I've forgotten. Hang on, I can fix this. So I was sitting in my living room.
That's better.
Thank you.
We were both wearing masks and in full biohazard suits. And I went to show her something on my phone and I knocked a glass of water into her laptop, right? I've broken her laptop and she won't let me buy her a new one. But I've come up with a plan because I was walking past Time Zone the other day. Again, let's pretend that was somehow in my house as well. It's the best.
I've just discovered I love it.
That adults can go there without kids.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
But don't go there
when there's heaps of kids because it's a bit creepy.
Yeah, it's not right.
You know, I've been getting there at opening time. It opens at 10.
Yeah, exactly. Or a Sunday.
Mate, it's so good. But there's a skill tester in there where the main prize is a MacBook Air.
Wow.
And so...
Is that the thing that's got to slide in? It's got to slide into a certain...
It's a key thing that comes across and you have to get it exactly in the spot.
I play that
and
all the time.
Mate, I've put a limit at $100 a day and I'm 3 days in so far.
Oh.
And if I get this laptop, I'm still like $900 up. I'm a genius.
Tommy. You're not going to get it because it's impossible to get. Why don't you buy the laptop, go to the skill tester, put it in where you win it, pretend to do it, drop, so you win the laptop and you go, woohoo, put it on Insta, and everyone would think that you got it. But then you just tell your missus you won it.
No, because then she won't even appreciate that that's cost me like $2,000.
What's the credit for spending money?
Not as much as your $15,000 scam that you got scammed for with Dennis Rodman. So
Don't bring that up.
I mean, can we go there?
No, we can't. What's happened?
Oh, we can't.
What's happened?
No, I'm being positive about that. I still think that's okay.
Do you because people who don't know, so you've paid a lot of money. Can we specify how
15
much?
15 grand, 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I paid half of that, and the company paid the other half.
Oh,
have dinner
wow.
with Dennis
okay,
Rodman in LA.
7.5.
Because I was going to
even give $100 away for Alpha Bucks, but they're paying. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I'm taking a listener.
Right.
So, mate, Fev, you listen.
I do listen.
Yeah. And it's just they've stopped responding to our emails and they're not answering the phone. And there's a few bad reviews that say it might be a scam.
Oh, Tommy, that is a disaster.
It's okay because I've found a skill tester machine that has tickets to Dennis Rodman in it.
Tommy. Oh, yeah, now, no, go Fev, yep.
Now, Tommy, we laugh that you're in Sydney. Now, things are getting a bit rough up there in Sydney. We know cases are escalating.
Oh, it's turning pear-shaped. It's going to be pear-shaped.
You know, Gladys is saying, if you don't wear your mask, I'm going to lock the city down. Where is that going to leave you?
I'm going to pick my lockdown location.
You need
perfectly.
To pick.
I'm hiring out time zone for the duration.
No, you got to pick Melbourne or Sydney. Like you got to pick right now because Sydney's going down the gurgler. They're going to be in lockdown, and we're going to be coming out.
Mate,
you got to pick right now. Where do you want to live?
Well, I'm coming back to Melbourne anyway, so it's kind of null and void.
I don't buy that. You've jumped ship with us. You've gone to Sydney, and now Sydney's going down the shitter, and now you're going to come back to Melbourne.
No, it's not because it's going bad here. I'm being bullied into going home.
Poor guy.
Because I keep speaking into people from Melbourne and saying like things like I went to a cafe and they were.
All right, we'll be listening to Sarvo. It's Carrie and Tommy from 3 right here on the Fox. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, remember a few months ago, guys, when we were trying to set up our boss Mad Mando on a date?
Yeah.
And we find the one. And we didn't find the one. And that was our bad. And, you know, obviously we're not the best matchmakers.
Hey, no, Boxy, don't put us down like that. It's just maybe it wasn't us. Maybe it's just Amanda.
Well,
it's not our fault.
Interesting that you mentioned her name because she has her own jingle.
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Oh, that's right. She tried to get rid of Are You Smarter Than Our 20+6 quiz. That also failed.
She tried to wreck our whole show.
But she is still on the dating scene. And yesterday she revealed to us that somebody has asked her out on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn, of course, is... I've never been on LinkedIn because I don't consider myself a business person. And I don't really know why I do it.
That's not a pickup forum, that's for sure, Boxy.
No, but obviously LinkedIn is where you exchange business contacts, details. Yeah. That's how you can connect people through business. Somebody's asked her out on LinkedIn and now they've got a date in 5 weeks when we get out of ISO.
I'd worry about that.
Which bit would you worry about?
The fact that someone has gone on to ask someone out on LinkedIn because you've got all these other apps, so this person must be some sort of not well person.
So, or maybe he stumbled upon her profile, liked it, but couldn't because you can't go and then find her on Tinder, can you? Or
no, you can find her on find her on Insta or find her on anything, but LinkedIn,
unusual
LinkedIn shop,
very
that's
unusual for him.
Yeah. I think he's dodgy. Could be a criminal.
Well, we don't know that.
I said could be.
Right.
I suppose, mate, people are very litigious. Could be.
But see, in this
day and
age. Let's
just say he's not.
In this day and age.
Definitely not, as far as we know.
The truth is, despite Tinder and Bumble and social media, there are still, there are unusual places you might try to pick up or accidentally pick up. And 131060, we'd love to hear from people who have picked up or have been, or someone's attempted to pick them up in an inappropriate place.
Right.
Like if you're on LinkedIn, you probably don't expect someone to hit on you.
Inappropriate, completely inappropriate.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just for an example, just to see whether I'm hitting the right ball in the park.
Yeah.
Now, I had an operation early 2000s, maybe 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. And then when I come out of anaesthetic, I think I tried to crack on to the nurse because I was off. And then the nurse told me.
And?
That's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. No, that is.
It's very inappropriate.
On topic.
Your nurse
did you
catch up?
Yeah, we caught up.
So you did. You picked up
okay.
after surgery.
After surgery.
Exactly what we're
under
talking
anesthetic.
About. We should almost have like a ding sound effect for like Feb. You nailed that, like a bullseye. That is it. It's funny, Leon, our executive producer, he was telling me that his friend Leon, it was a similar situation in a hospital.
Yeah, it was quite late at night on a Saturday night. My mate Ben had fallen and injured his arm. I think he broke his arm. And whilst waiting in the emergency ward, he struck up a conversation with a girl who was waiting for a friend to come out from alcohol poisoning, I think. And they exchanged numbers and dated for a few months.
It's inappropriate.
See? Hospitals, I'm going to add police stations, funerals.
Oh, for funeral.
AA
classes.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, Fev, that's another good example. Very good.
Yep, Vic Rhodes, if you're turning up to do your registration, you don't expect to be hit on. Like anywhere. Okay. Maybe even at a shop. If you're going into a shop to buy a pair of jeans, you don't necessarily expect to pick up there.
Good point.
So we're talking about all the places that you've picked up or hit on that aren't the standard. Tinder.
Or alternatively, is LinkedIn some sort of pickup joint? Like, what's going on with that?
It's not.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone's picked up on that. I mean, that's a business networking social. That's inappropriate.
That's a scam. Good one.
Okay. Our number is 131060 here at the Fox.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast exclusive to the Fox app.
We're talking inappropriate places to pick up or where you may have been picked up. Amanda, our boss, got picked up on LinkedIn, the business networking forum. Yeah, it does seem inappropriate, but we have asked if anyone else has been picked up on LinkedIn or anywhere else that might not have been quite right. Susan in Sky. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Susan. Who did you pick up and where?
I picked up a guy at about 2 or 3 in the morning. I was a little bit drunk at Macca's.
That's all right.
Where?
Well done,
at
Macca's.
At McDonald's.
What was he doing at McDonald's? Was he working there?
He was working. He was working the grill, and I told him that he was really cute, and we exchanged numbers and ended up hooking up.
Wow.
That's, wow. I mean, he's, that's
There's
a good
so
shift
many places
for him, isn't
you go
it?
There, isn't it?
I wonder how many, I mean, that you'd think the 2 a.m. stop-ins for, I guess, a lot of girls at leaving clubs or venues would. If you were an eligible McDonald's worker, you'd be all over it.
They'd be saying, do you want the 2 o'clock shift or the 3 a.m. shift? You go, I'll take the 3 a.m. shift, please, because you're guaranteed to get a number.
I know. Well done, Susan. Rachel in Croydon. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Rach. Did you pick up your husband somewhere?
I did. I picked up my husband in prison.
Whoa. I mean,
how does that work?
Yeah.
We actually both work there.
She got us there for a minute.
We were thinking, you one of those guards that's about to be investigated?
I think that's
frowned upon.
It's the Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Melbourne's 101.9, the Fox.
Now, we were just talking about inappropriate places you have picked up or have someone's attempted to pick you up. And Tiana in Black Rock has called. Hi, Tiana.
Hey guys, love the show.
Thanks, Tiana. I think you're about to tell us about the most inappropriate place to pick up. Where was that?
Look, I was trying to think of worse, but yeah, I think cemetery definitely tops it.
Oh,
whoa.
What happened?
So I was just walking with my sister. We were trying to find my grandfather's grave. We were kind of scrambling around finding it, and this guy is with his mum, actually, and
what?
He's wearing the same uni jumper that I have. So we were talking, and I was trying to lighten the mood a little bit. So, you know, I was like, hope you're okay, because I obviously knew he was visiting someone deceased. And then he goes, look, if you ever need anything, give me a call, and hands me his business card.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you call Tiana?
My friend actually ripped up the business card. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Well, I mean, well, if it was love, though. If that was love at first sight. I mean, two grieving people getting together.
He was dying to give you that card.
That's good gear. Have you got any others before we take a break?
Which cemetery was it, Tina?
It was Springvale.
Jokes, cemetery. Not questions.
No, because yeah, that I heard that's a dead center of town.
You done yet, or you're on fire?
My grandparents said no. It's
okay.
Pretty disrespectful.
No, we'll take a break.
See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101. This is the